Welcome to the Functional Medicine Radio Show with your host, Dr. Kerry Drisga, known internationally as the Functional Medicine Doc. Dr. Kerry is committed to helping patients find the root cause of their health problems and fixing the cause with natural treatments so they can feel normal again. Dr. Kerry is the founder of Functional Medicine Ontario and is the author of the hit book, Reclaim Your Energy and Feel Normal Again. Please welcome your host, Dr. Kerry Drisga.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Functional Medicine Radio Show, the only internet radio show dedicated to giving you real solutions to improve your health. Not only are they real solutions, but they're natural solutions as well, because as you know, the one and only true wealth you have is your health. I'm your host, Dr. Kerry Drisga, the Functional Medicine Doc, and I'm committed to helping you find the root cause of your health problem, fix the cause with natural treatments so you can feel normal again and live your life to the fullest. Just a quick bit of housekeeping before I introduce today's special guest. I'm happy to announce that I'm now working on my next book. The title is Reclaim Your Digestive Health and Feel Normal Again, Fixing the Root Cause of Your GI Distress with Natural Treatments. Now, this book should be ready later this year, so keep an eye out for it. That's it for our housekeeping, so let's get started. This week's show is all about hormones, specifically testosterone and women's health. My special guest is an expert and someone that I greatly admire. Her name is Dr. Tammy Moralia. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Dr. Tammy is double board certified as a physician in aesthetic medicine and integrative and natural medicine. She is also on the faculty of the American Academy of Aesthetic Medicine and lectures around the world on aesthetics and bioidentical hormones for men and women. In her hit book, The Hormone Secret, Discover Effortless Weight Loss and Renewed Energy in Just 30 Days, she talks about the impacts of testosterone deficiency and how it makes us fat, fatigued, and no fun. Dr. Tammy, thank you so much for being my special guest today on this episode of the Functional Medicine Radio Show.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Dr. Tammy, I see a lot of patients in my private practice at Functional Medicine Ontario, a lot of women suffering from hormonal imbalances. And I have to say that some of the most common questions I get kind of go back to the basics, like, what does estrogen deficiency feel like? How do I know? What does progesterone deficiency feel like? How do I know? And does testosterone have any impact at all for women?
Well, it's, you know, so many of our hormone imbalances and deficiencies show up in ways that we don't really connect them with hormones. Women are told that maybe they have anemia or something wrong with their thyroid, or maybe they're just getting old, or the most common one is maybe you're depressed. But really, it's mostly just a hormone imbalance and or deficiency. And I have a free quiz on my website, drtammy.com, drtammy.com, and it gives you a handout of all the things that you can do that match each and every deficiency. And some people have one, some people have none, and some people have four or five, so don't be surprised if you get more emails. But there are things for each specific hormone that show up in a specific way. So let's start off with estrogen. Estrogen is that hormone that makes us women. You know, that's what grows our breasts and widens our hips and things like that. If you have an estrogen deficiency, some of the more common things that you might be experiencing are hot flashes, night sweats, painful intercourse, dry vaginal area, and less commonly thought of as an estrogen deficiency is brain fog. It's progesterone and estrogen, but we can't forget the estrogen. Also, our skin. When our skin starts to go south and starts to get saggy, it has a lot to do with the quality and quantity of estrogen that we have in our elastin and collagen. And so usually at the ages of 35 to 45, we see an acceleration in how we look, and it has a lot to do with our hormones. Next one is progesterone, and it's my second favorite hormone. Testosterone's my favorite, but progesterone's my second favorite. And there's a lot of women who don't realize that this is your peaceful hormone. This is the hormone that's been called the Valium that bathes the female mind. And it is such a great hormone to help you sleep through the night. If you're waking up between 2 and 4 in the morning with your mind wide awake like you never went to sleep at all, you likely have a progesterone deficiency. If you have new or worsening anxiety, that's your peaceful hormone progesterone that's been leaving you and is now at a critically low level. And so it isn't an anti-anxiety medication that you need, maybe. Maybe it's just rebalancing your progesterone. And then the last one, that's the biggest one to talk about, is testosterone. Though there's so many hormones that all work together like a symphony, the testosterone is the one that gets left out all the time. And we don't need a lot as women, but it has an outsized role in how we look, feel, and function. And most people think of testosterone as the hormone that has everything to do with libido. And while that's true, for women, it's not one of the primary things that we see. What we see testosterone providing women is energy and the muscle-to-fat ratio so that we can actually lose that fat. It's also one of the best things for your bones. There's a great study out of Australia that had Fosamax and testosterone to treat osteoporosis, and testosterone was the winner. So it is so great for so many parts. We even have testosterone receptors in our brain. So I love to make sure that women are using what they eat, when they eat, supplements, how they sleep, and what's going on in their lives so that their bodies can boost and produce as much natural testosterone and other hormones as possible.
Now, I would think, like with most hormonal imbalances, we could really see those pretty much at any period in our adult life. Is that true with testosterone as well?
It's true, but they take a precipitous fall starting in our late 30s and 40s. And some have it worse than others. You know, I have women who are in their 40s and have undetectable amounts of free testosterone. And then I have other women who are in their 60s, and they have very, very low levels, but it's still present. So there is a difference, and it has a lot to do with your adrenal glands. Your adrenal glands become the factory of these hormones after your age of fertility, which starts to happen in your late 30s. And if you have a life full of go, 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 24/7, stress-filled, deadline-filled, you know, even if it's fun, it's still stress. And so your adrenal glands are these tiny little walnut-sized glands that sit on top of your kidneys, and they're required to produce all of the hormones that have to deal with stressing, that stresses your life, but they're also required to produce all of the hormones that bless your life, and they can't do both. So the more crazy life that you've had, the more likely that your adrenals have been unable to produce those scrumptious hormones that make you look, feel, and function your best.
So, Dr. Tammy, when it comes to testing testosterone levels, like I know a lot of our listeners right now are probably thinking, okay, I should probably get that checked. What's the best way to get that checked? I know there's blood tests, there's saliva tests, and there's even some urine tests, but I'm kind of iffy about those right now.
So if you're going to use natural ways to boost your testosterone, you know, food and supplements, I think that if you have access to a blood test, that's great. But if not, you can take a quiz, and there are symptoms that will help make it more likely that you have a testosterone deficiency than not. So that's the first sort of level. Better than that is a blood test, and we now have the capabilities of a blood spot test. Have you been using those?
Actually, no. You know what, Dr. Tammy? In Ontario, with our scope of practice, we have a specific set list of tests that we can run, and that one is not on it, the blood spot.
So the blood spot test is pretty new technology, but it has been shown to be as accurate or more accurate than a serum blood test. The great thing is that we can send you a kit. We even sell it on our online store at drtammy.com. So we send a kit to you. You prick your finger. You put the blood on the piece of paper and ship it back to the lab. And then we have a phone or Skype appointment to talk about the results. And then if there's a prescription that's required, we encourage the patient to take those results and, you know, go to a practitioner near them if they're outside of the U.S. because I can't practice. So there's a blood spot test, but then there's also serum, so you can go to a practitioner. I think that for testosterone, the mistake I see over and over and over again is that the patients are not getting their free testosterone tested. They're getting their total testosterone. So we really want to know, what is your free testosterone? Why? Well, I don't care how much testosterone you have. I care what how much testosterone you have that's going to do any work for you. And it's only the free testosterone that can actually bind to the receptor and do any good. So we want to know what that level of free testosterone is, and that's one of the best. You can also test it in the saliva. And then the urine, I think, is a good option if you're looking for the testosterone metabolites, you know, androstenedione and dihydrotestosterone, like what is this testosterone turning into? But it's a pretty comprehensive test that's more expensive and more laborious to get done because you usually have to collect your urine either for 24 hours or multiple times. So we don't do that often.
Okay, so pretty much like any test, depending on what test is run, it will tell you some things, but it doesn't tell you all things.
Right.
And like you said, we have to match that up with the patient's symptoms. So for the listeners out there, I'll make sure that in the podcast notes on my website that I give you the link to that quiz that Dr. Tammy was talking about so that you can go through the questionnaire and see what symptoms you have as far as estrogen deficiency, progesterone deficiency, testosterone deficiency. Mm-hmm. And then I'll also find that link for the blood spot test because I think that'll be really valuable for a lot of listeners.
Yeah, it's on my it just been listed in products on my drtammy.com site, but we'll give you that link directly. And it's really valuable information to go, wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, you know, there are so many women out there suffering, and they've had testing done. And like you said, most of the time when it comes to testosterone testing, I see what comes across my desk is a total testosterone and not the free testosterone.
And unless you're way outside the reference range, you know, you could be 0.1 within the reference range, and your traditional doctor will likely tell you you're fine. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not fine. And besides, who wakes up in the morning and says, today I want to feel fine? I think fine is a four-letter word.
Oh, I love that.
Let's feel so fabulous. Yeah.
Okay, so Dr. Tammy, can we start talking about some of the natural treatments for testosterone? So I know that there's bioidentical hormones, and I know for a lot of patients, they still have some hesitation about bioidentical hormones. You know, are they safe? Is it going to promote cancer?
You really need to be under the care of a physician who's checking your levels and the metabolites and, you know, the whole story if you're going to have a prescription bioidentical hormones. Prescription testosterone is really, really good for making sure that your bones, you know, if you have osteoporosis and other things like that. But luckily, the majority of us, we can actually boost and reboot our own biology and get our own body to produce some more on its own. What I talk about, my book is basically a 30-day plan, and it guides you step by step by step step in order to how to do this. But some of the, I'll share with you a little bit of what's in the book because it's so exciting and so easy. So the first thing that if you have the opportunity to do a liver cleanse, that's going to be great because, first of all, your liver is required to activate a lot of your hormones. So we want it to be working optimally. We don't really have a test to show if our liver is working well. We only have tests to show if your liver is so sick, it's leaching enzymes into the bloodstream. So cleaning out the filter, which is your liver, once to twice per year is essential. We get inundated by toxins in our shampoo, in our toothpaste, in our skincare, the fire retardant on the furniture, the pollution in the street, just so the pesticides in the food that we ate at the restaurant, just over and over and over. And our poor liver has to deal with it all. So we would never expect our car filter to last 40 to 50 years without swapping it out, so we shouldn't expect our livers to. And people say to me all the time, but isn't that what our liver is designed to do? We have had over 20,000 new chemicals released into our environment since the Second World War. Our bodies are not designed for what we're doing to them, how we're living. We don't even know what's going on with genetically modified foods yet, if our liver has to participate in that. So I just say let's be cautious. Start off by cleansing your liver. In my book, The Hormone Secret, there's a step-by-step way of every ingredient in all of the doses. We also sell a kit on the DrTammy.com site, but everything you need to do it yourself is there. The second thing is to realize that if you're over the age of 35, you've got to get your adrenals to be the focus. So what you eat and when you eat are equally important. You need to start your day with protein. You also need to make sure that you have an afternoon snack, that 2 to 3 p.m. time when everybody has sort of a dip in their energy. You can actually prevent that dip from becoming a dive if you have an afternoon snack that has natural sugars like in low glycemic fruit or vegetables, some good fat, and some protein. One of my favorites is hummus and cut-up veggies as an afternoon snack. The other thing is that you want to make sure that you're not really going more than 3 to 4 hours without eating. Now, I know there's a lot of controversy about this, and it, you know, people say don't snack to lose weight. But if you have adrenal fatigue, and you might have that if your adrenals are not producing your hormones, then you don't want to stress your adrenals. Your adrenals are required to help keep your blood sugar stable because you'll die. Your brain requires sugar. That's its only source. And if your brain doesn't work, you can't breathe. So your adrenal glands perceive a drop in your blood sugar as a life or death emergency. So they go into this whole production of other things rather than your hormones. So you really want to make sure that you're feeding this very slow bit so that you're not getting into a stressful situation. And 3 to 4 hours is about right. And you know what? Half a cup of cucumbers has 8 calories. And remember, not all calories are created equal. Food is information. And brightly colored vegetables and low glycemic fruits are not the same, even if you eat the same number of calories, as sugar-laden high glycemic fruits. There's lots of studies that have proven that. So that's the food part for the most part. There's some things that you also can do with your lifestyle. Sleeping is really important. Did you know there's less than 10% of us that can thrive on less than 7 hours of sleep per night?
Absolutely. It's crazy.
And so many people are not getting good sleep.
I know. Don't you have so many people that come to your clinic and say, oh, I can get by on 4 or 5 hours? And so I challenge my patients all the time and say, if you had a $1 million horse, would you give it what it could get by on? Or would you give it what it could thrive on? So don't fool yourself. You need to get your butt to bed by 10. And it's because your cortisol levels are part of what wakes you up in the morning. There's 5 stages of sleep, and you need to visit all of them for a sufficient amount of time in order to wake up refreshed and ready for the day. And if you don't, then you're going to be tired. Either first thing in the morning you'll be tired, or you'll be tired soon before the day is done. What happens is our cortisol starts going up at about 3 a.m. and bringing us back to the surface so we can wake up in the morning. I think I'm always amazed at the miracle of waking up. Like, we don't really think about it, but it's kind of a miracle, right? Everybody wakes up. If you don't have an alarm, you would still wake up. And that's partly to do with our cortisol. So if you do not get your butt to bed in enough time before 3 a.m. when your body's going to start bringing you back up to consciousness, you won't feel refreshed and you won't have had time to have the 5 stages of sleep visited.
So for our listeners out there, again, let me just recap. A lot of what Dr. Tammy is saying really always goes back to the basics.
I know.
So we're starting with making sure your liver is healthy, doing a liver cleanse once or twice a year, supporting your adrenals so that the stress that your body is under, that the cortisol that the adrenals make is in better balance. And a lot of that is dietary stress from eating too many carbs, skipping meals, waiting too long in the morning before you have your breakfast. So just like Dr. Tammy said, start with protein at breakfast. It is your most important meal of the day. Have a healthy afternoon snack. And make sure to eat something every 3 to 4 hours to make sure that your blood sugar is nice and steady. And always get good sleep. Honestly, that really is the basics to having good hormonal health and fixing hormones that are out of balance.
And there's 2 more tips that I'd love to share that are very specific
for
testosterone. There's 2 herbs that will help your body produce more testosterone. One of them is maca, M-A-C-A. And maca takes your testosterone off of your carrier protein, which is called sex hormone binding globulin, and it makes it into free testosterone. So this is kind of a very cool thing. You can actually get more testosterone without increasing the quantity of testosterone. So how cool is that? That you don't really have to do any increase and run any risks of any side effects. So maca has been shown to be effective in that way when it's in a dose of about 500 to 1,000 milligrams. That's what the studies show. The second one is ashwagandha. And ashwagandha is this amazing adaptogen which supports, tonifies, calms, whatever is needed to your adrenal glands. And ashwagandha actually is the same dosage, 500 to 1,000 milligrams. So those are 2 very specific supplement things that can specifically help boost the production of your own testosterone and support what your body is doing with regard to testosterone. And I have saved the best to last. My favorite thing for all of women to do when their body is wanting to produce more testosterone, there's a study out of Harvard that showed that if you stood with your hands on your hips like Wonder Woman for 2 minutes or longer, your testosterone levels went up to 20 to 30%. Isn't that crazy? So
yeah,
the Wonder Woman pose.
As you say I do remember that.
Yeah.
About learning about power poses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, we see it in every species. You know, we see it in gorillas and, you know, when they need to be powerful, they stand up and they make themselves big and they put their shoulders apart and they put their arms out. So it's, I just love it. So if you have a, you know, public speaking or a meeting where you have to do a presentation or, you know, if you see me at a speaking event and if you were to only see me behind stage, I'm Wonder Womaning it.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Okay, so we have a lot of good natural tips for our listeners. So if our listeners out there start implementing these things today, how long do you think it takes, or how long do you usually see that it takes before we start seeing changes in the hormones?
Oh, I think that's such a great question because, you know, a lot of people say to me, oh, it didn't work. And I say, well, how long did you try? Oh, I did it for 10 days.
Right, exactly.
And not every day. So it's based on physiology. Physiology tells us that your cells live about 3 months. So if you want to see a difference, you have to wait until the old cells that have all the old functioning and all the old information, they got to die and get rid of them. And then a whole new set of cells that have the ashwagandha and the maca and, you know, all of the great nutritional information, all of that has to be around for them to get populated. So realistically, 3 to 6 months before you even begin to see it.
Okay, perfect. So that really helps because you're right. So many people, they want to be fixed yesterday.
You didn't get here overnight.
Yeah. So at least 90 days.
Yeah.
And if you do all of these things and you're really good, like you're really diligent, you do all of these things, after what period of time do you think a woman should start thinking, well, maybe I should find a really great doctor and see if I actually do need bioidentical hormones?
You know, I think there's two sort of populations. One is that women that just feel so horrible, you should just, there. We have a lot of women and men in our practices, 40% of our practice is men, and we give bioidentical hormones right up front to take the pressure off the adrenal glands, and then we fix the adrenal glands and wean off the bioidentical hormones.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Because then people have they feel better right away, and they have the
energy
to do the nutrition and the, you know, take the supplements, and they don't feel crappy, so they're able to do the program to get themselves better. The other population is, you know, I've tried this, I've tried it for, you know, 6 to 9 months, I got some improvement, but I still don't feel great. Well, you might not be able to produce enough to meet, you know, your needs. You might have too much depletion. So go get it checked out. If you don't look, how can you know?
Mm-hmm. So we have choices.
Yeah.
Dr. Tammy, we're starting to run really low on time here. How can our listeners find out more about you? Tell us your website again, and where can they find your book?
So my book is in bookstores. It's also available for purchase on my website. My website is where you can find the free hormone quiz and the blood spot test, some of the supplements and the liver cleanse, and it's drtammy.com, drtammy.com. And when you take the quiz, you'll find that you also get a free handbook of all the specific hormones that you answered that indicate you have a deficiency. So you'll get each one a little helpful hint of nutrition, supplement, and exercise programs that you can do to help boost it, just as a free bonus.
Perfect. So for the listeners out there, I'll make sure that those links are in the podcast notes at drcarrie.com so you can easily find Dr. Tammy and all the great stuff that she has. Dr. Tammy, thank you so much for being my special guest today. This has just been an awesome interview.
Well, what an honor, and thank you. And thank you for the work that you do and that you help spread the word. You know, so many patients feel like they have no choice, and you do such a great service to help navigate through this journey of our lives that we just feel, so many of them, people feel like, fine is as good as it can get.
And I could say the same about you. Thank you so much, Dr. Tammy. All right, that wraps up this very special episode of the Functional Medicine Radio Show with Dr. Tammy Moralia. And I want to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in today, and I'd like to invite you back next week for another episode of the Functional Medicine Radio Show. As always, I'm your host, Dr. Carrie Drizga, the Functional Medicine Doc. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to the Functional Medicine Radio Show with your host, Dr. Carrie Drizga, known internationally as the Functional Medicine Doc. Dr. Carrie is committed to helping patients find the root cause of their health problems and fixing the cause with natural treatments so they can feel normal again. Dr. Carrie is the founder of Functional Medicine Ontario and is the author of the hit book, Reclaim Your Energy and Feel Normal Again. Please tell your friends about the Functional Medicine Radio Show, and we'll see you next week with more from Dr. Carrie.